Praise the Lord. Again, thank God for his goodness and his many, many mercies. And thank God, you and I woke up this morning, we had brand new mercies. Amen. So tonight, we are going to be talking on the subject of release your faith. And you're going to understand by the time I get through this why I asked you to write down the three things, just three things, that you are expecting, you're praying, and you're believing God for an answer. You'll find me coming out of this scripture, Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and the first verse says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." See, faith is the reality of whatever it is that we're hoping for or we're expecting or we're praying for. And then at the same time, faith is the very proof of what it is that we haven't even seen yet, hasn't even been revealed yet, but yet we have faith to believe it. Faith says it is so. The Message Bible says it like this. It says, faith is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It is our handle on what we can't see. Praise God. And thank the Lord for just believing God. But the faith that we have, it's we're able to release our faith. And before this is over, we'll talk about how to release our faith. Listen, to exercise or releasing your faith is to have confidence about an expectation without visible proof that it will happen. But faith says it's already done. Say that with me. It's already done. Praise God. I said it's the confidence, no doubt about it, the confidence that things that we're expecting, it is the proof of what has about to happen, but yet faith considers it already done. Our confidence is trustworthiness in our Almighty God. That's where we get the confidence from. We have that confidence in God. Ask yourself this question. Is God trustworthy? Is God trustworthy? Or let's say it like this. Can God be trusted? The answer is absolutely yes. You and I trust God to wake us up in the morning. We believe and we trust God that we will have strength to get out of the bed. We are believing, we trust God that when we get in our car, we're believing that car will start. We're trusting God by faith as we turn over the motor and we start out to work or to the supermarket, wherever your plans will take you, that we believe God that he will take us there and bring you back. Amen. We're talking faith. Everybody has faith. You see, yes, God is trustworthy. See, the word of God and the character of God are the basis for powerful faith. I'll say that again. The word of God and the very character of who God is, his sovereignty, his faithfulness himself, his great faithfulness, they are the basis for powerful faith. How do we know that? Because we're talking about releasing your faith. We can release our faith by acting upon the word of the Lord. Acting because God's word says so. The Bible says in the beginning, we understand the worlds were framed at the word of God. It is the foundation for what we're standing. It's how we are existing at God's word. You better believe we can trust God. You better believe that our God is trustworthy. Amen, somebody. Amen. Praise God. See, the word of God is quick, the Bible says, and it's powerful, and then it's sharper than any two-edged sword. That's why it's important to learn the Word of God, know the Word of God, and meditate on the Word of God. So when you need, even at the very instant, at the drop of a hat, in the midst, we never know when we'll be confronted with trouble, or that we need to pull out a sword. You may not need, may not have access to a physical Bible, but if you've got that Word on the inside, and you've been meditating on the Word, when you need it, the Holy Spirit will bring it back to your remembrance that you can act quickly on the Word of God. The enemy comes in to kill and steal and destroy. He wants to destroy our faith, destroy our confidence in God, but not so. We are standing on God's word. Why? Because there is no failure in God. That's why. Release your faith. Release the things that you've written down. Believe God. Release your faith and believe. See, if we work the word of God, or if we put it into action, work the word. Why? Because the word really works. God's word will not, he said, return unto him void, but it will accomplish exactly what he has purposed it to do. Praise God. His when he sends his word out, God has spoken it, it's going to come to pass. We already know God's not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. But with God said it, it's going to happen. If God said, promise it, it will come to pass. So whatever God has promised you and I in his word, we can just stand on it. You can bank everything you have on the word of God. You, when everything else fails, the word will still be standing. That's why we can release your faith in confidence, because we know that we serve a mighty, faithful God. The Bible says that our God, and he is not slack concerning his promises, as some men will count slackness, but God will perform. He's able to perform his word. Amen, somebody. You see, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you don't have the word of God, how can you have the faith? If you don't hear that word and have that word with understanding in your heart, then it'll be almost impossible for you to release your faith, in a sense, because you don't know what the promises are. But when you know what the promises are, you believe God, and then you take him at his word. Here's a little natural example. I read this somewhere where this a father would send money to his daughter who was in college, and maybe sent a message to the daughter saying, $300, I've put $300 in your account for your books. The daughter doesn't question whether the dad does that or not. The daughter just believes. And so the daughter acts on it and goes to the bookstore or whatever and starts ordering the books. Why? Because she believes her father. Now, if in the natural, if we are children, we believe that our father, our natural mother and father will bless them. Because why? Because they said so and they promised. How much more do you and I need to release our faith and step out on the word of God? Amen. We know the word works. We just simply need to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. See, that's why you want to hide the word of the Lord in your heart, so that no matter what circumstances you're facing, you'll be ready to step out on faith and believe to receive whatever it is that you're petitioning God for. Release your faith. Look at those three things that you've put written down. Look at that. Do you believe God? I've already said that faith is already the substance of whatever it is that you have on those papers. Believe in God for, and then at the same time, faith is already, it's the evidence that It is done. Oh, no, we can't see it with the natural eye, but see, you got to see it in the spirit. You have to see yourself set free in the spirit. You have to see your blessing in the spirit realm first before you actually see it in the natural. Amen. If you understand that, praise God. Believe God. Believe what he has said in his word. Why? Because God cannot lie. Praise God. And you see, every one of us has a portion of faith. That's what the scripture says. He's given us, given every man a portion of faith. Even those who don't confess or profess Christ as their personal Savior, but yet God is so loving, so good, he's so kind, he's given everybody a portion of faith. Amen. Romans 12:3, Paul said, he said, through the grace that's given unto me, he says to every man that is among you, he told them not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man, there it is, the measure of faith. In other words, whatever abilities you have, talents you have, skills or resources that you may possess or have, it's all given to us as a gift by the grace of God, by his grace. So therefore, we can't boast that I can do this, I can do that. The Bible says that without him, we can do nothing, but we can do all things through Christ, who gives us the strength. So we don't want to brag that I can do this, I'm this, and I have this gift, and I have that gift. Whatever we have, as Pastor always says, if you have anything that's good, guess what? God gave it to you. Amen. So therefore, we can't boast and press and just lift ourselves up highly than we should. But understand, God has distributed this measure of faith to every single one of us. And there's some people who have a greater measure than others. Why? Because they have released their faith and they've studied that word. They're hiding that word in their heart and they're standing on that word. Not only that, acting on the word. The Bible says faith is without works is dead. Believe God. Believe him. Some of the things maybe you've got on your list, and not only you, I've got things on my list. And it requires some action, even on my part, for that to even come to pass. Amen. Praise God. So faith is something, it's an action. And it's faith is what we believe God and what we're standing, what we expect, and what we know will come to pass. Glory, glory to God. We release your faith in the name of Jesus. See, without faith, the Bible says, it's impossible to please God. There's no way we can please him without faith. Remember in the book of Mark, in the 9th chapter, around the 23rd verse, when the father of a young man that had a foul, evil spirit, and the Bible says that Jesus asked the father, how long has he been like this? He said, ever since a boy. And he said, sometimes it would cast him into the water, it cast him into the fire and everything. And see, the father asked Jesus, says, if you could do anything, can you do anything to help him? And in so many words, Jesus said, in so many words, he's saying, it's not that if I can do it. The question is, if you can believe, do you believe that this is possible? He says, because all things are possible to him who believes. I ask each and every one of us on the line tonight, do you believe God? Look at those things that you've written down. Can you believe God? Do you trust him enough? Hallelujah. Is God real enough for you to release your faith? Act. If there's something that requires action, acting on your faith and say, I believe God. Thank him that I can trust him. Praise God. So since faith is the very substance and it's the evidence of what you want, faith says it's already done. Say it again with me. Faith says it's already done. Say it again. Said faith says I have the answer. Faith says I believe him and I believe God that it is true. It will come to pass. So as we are praying tonight, set before God those three things. that you've already written, and that you are going to release your faith to believe God. Begin to thank the Lord as time goes on, each and every day. Thank Him for the answer to your prayers. Faith, remember, is the substance. It's the very substance of things that we are hoping for. It is the reality. And not only that, it is the proof of whatever it is that we haven't seen come to pass yet, but faith says it is so. So tomorrow you wake up and you don't see the answer, continue to thank Him. Lord, I thank You and I trust You. The petition is already there. Believe Him. Continue. Believe God. Stand on the firm foundation of the faith of the Word of God. All you and I need is mustard seed faith. If you know anything about a mustard seed, it's one of the smallest seeds there is, but it yields a very, very large tree. In Matthew 17 and 20, Jesus said, He said, "For truly I'll tell you this, if you have faith," this is saying if, look at that word if, so that's conditional, "if you have faith the size of a mustard seed," you just need a little bit of faith, He says, "you will say to this mountain, move from here and move to there." And the Bible says it will move. So I'm saying to you and I and all that are on the line tonight and all that will hear this word, release your faith. Believe God for all that you're asking Him for, in line with His will, in line with His word, standing on that promises, understanding that God has given you that gift of faith. That faith, all you need is the size of a mustard seed. Praise God. Let us pray. Our Father, we bless You. We worship You on tonight. God, we thank You, hallelujah, for Your word. Your word tonight has increased our faith. As we're talking about faith, as You instructed me to speak on releasing faith, God, we thank You, Father, that faith has been released through the hearing of Your word, the ministering of Your word tonight. Father, we bless You, God, for every person on this prayer line tonight, every participant that have written petitions on their paper, or maybe it's in their heart and mind. They didn't have access to their paper, but God, You know. You know our thoughts even before we even think them. Hallelujah. And Father, we bless You tonight, Father, that our faith is being elevated. And God, I thank You. I thank You because You are allowing us to speak elevation, that we will grow higher in You. We understand that there are deeper depths. There are higher heights, God. And Father, we bless You tonight because we are going to attain the faith that we need. Hallelujah. We thank You for what You already have given us, Lord. And we just exercise our faith. We release it. It requires action on our part. And Father, we thank You, God. We trust You. We trust You. For Your word says, trust in the Lord and do good and commit our ways unto You, Father. And You said that surely it will come to pass. Yet You will allow the petitions. You allow our prayers to be answered. God, there are people on this line. Even as I have read all the names on the prayer list tonight, Father, we petition You by faith, hallelujah, that they are healed by Your stripes. They are healed because Your word says so. Oh, God, we thank You, Lord. We are believing You. We're standing on Your word, Father. God, that those that have their bodies have pain and their sickness and it could be disease and heaviness. And Father, we are believing You. We stand in the gap. We stand and we're believing You. And we stand and we say it is done because by faith we ask it. By faith we receive it. We are standing in the gap for every single person on this line. And Father, I thank you, Lord, because God, I thank you because I hear you say again, elevation, and that we will go to the next level in you. That God, that we will obtain a faith to be stronger in you. Father, that we will hunger and we will thirst after righteousness. And Father, we shall be filled because your word says, the Lord, that you, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Lord, fill us with your glory. Fill us higher, God. Fill us higher, God, even in the praise, in our worship, even in our personal relationship with you, Father. God, we bless you, God, that you would just give us a greater understanding of your word, God. God, we bless you, Lord, at all times, and then your praise will continually be in our mouth. Father, we bless you, God, because you already told us we don't have to worry about the world. We don't have to worry about the weapons that may be formed against us, because there's no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. So therefore, God, we stand firmly. We stand up and believe you, God. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, then to the Greek. Father, that includes us. God, you loved us so much, Father, that you have made provision for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus, we honor you today. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Had it not been for God that was on our side, where would we be tonight? And Father, we recognize your goodness. We understand, God, that it was your grace, that we are saved by grace through faith. Hallelujah, that you have given us that gift, that we can believe you, God. God, you said when we pray, believe that we have what we are praying for. And the Bible says, you said we shall have it. So God, we count it done. The items that are written down on the list, you know each and every one that has had just exercised that faith, that put action to their faith. And they wrote down the things before you, God. God, allow those things to come to pass, Lord. In your name, Jesus, we are trusting you. And each and every one that believe in God, that's standing on your word, hallelujah, let them come back with a testimony. Every day, God, that we stand, God, that we will put that petition before you, and we will thank you. We will glorify you, God, because, God, we know that you are the author, and then, see, you are the finisher of our faith. He that's begun, you have begun a good work in us, and you will perform it. You will finish it against the day when Jesus will come. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus, you asked the question, when I return, will I find faith on the earth? And we say, yes, you will find faith. You will find faith in us. You will find faith in each one that's on this prayer line tonight. God, I thank you that we are growing, huh? We are growing higher in you. We're growing deeper in you. Give us that deeper love for you, God. God, the kind of love that will put you first. The kind of love that seeks to please you. Hallelujah. Father, you said when our ways are pleasing before you, you even cause our enemies to be at peace with us. So therefore, God, we claim it tonight. We are naming it tonight. By faith, God. God, we thank you, Lord, that we will live a life that's committed and that's just submission to you, God. That we are committed to you, Lord. That, God, that we are sold out. Hallelujah. And God, there be any on this line that don't know you, that don't know you as their Savior. God, before this prayer is over, God, that they would say, forgive me for my sin. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that I believe that you died for my sin. Father, that I accept you as our personal Savior. Father, we believe you tonight. You will encourage those that need encouraging. Lifting, you are the lifter of our head. Lift someone's hung down head, Father. Restore the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord shall be restored, because we ask it by faith, because we release our faith tonight. God, and we thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We honor you tonight, because your word is already written, and is written in our hearts, Lord. Your word has already spoken. So, God, we release our faith. In the midst of trouble, in the midst of pain, in the midst of struggle. Father, we release our faith. We believe you, God, because you already said that you would never leave us. You'll never forsake us. God, that you would be with us always, even to the end of the world. So, God, we know that we are winners. We know that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us. We gave us that unconditional love. We thank you. We thank you the power of forgiveness. We thank you, God, for how you blessed us. We thank you, God, that you're renewing the strength of all those on the line tonight, that you, even their household, their children, God, even our church family, God, we believe in you for strength, that you would grow our church, hallelujah, from the inside out, hallelujah. Those that remain, God, let us be stronger, stronger and stronger in you, and encourage one another. Love you, God. It's reason enough to love one another, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we'll continue to bless you. We continue to glorify you. We'll continue to give your name all the praise, glory, and honor. It belongs to you, for we ask all of these blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you're on this line and you believe God, just say amen. Amen. God, I just thank you. Thank you for the word. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. I don't know about you. Your faith should be elevated. Your faith should be higher than it was when we first started. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And when you enter into your secret closet, even those things as a point of faith, those things that you've written on the paper, let us petition God. Put it before him. Lord, I thank you. I believe in you for this. I release my faith, and I have it because your word says so. But my time is up. Boy, the time goes by so quickly. But I praise God for you. Thank you for taking the time to be on this Dream Team prayer line. Thank you for your prayers. I need your prayers. Pastor needs your prayers. Continue to hold us up as we stay before God, as we petition him, as we ask him, God, for wisdom and direction. How should we feed the people? What needs to be done? And God, as you continue to bless us and pray for us, we'll continue to do what thus saith the Lord. So I bless you all. Be encouraged. And just keep the joy of the Lord, because that will and that is our strength. So Pastor loves you. I love you. And I am going to say to you all, be blessed of the Lord. Understand that you are highly favored. We belong to God. So have a blessed night. And God bless you. We love you. Good night.
God bless you. Love you too.
All right.